From Russia with Love by Ian Fleming. Read by Toby Stevens. Part 1. The Plan. Chapter 1. Roseland. The naked man who lay splayed out on his face beside the swimming pool might have been dead. He might have been drowned and fished out of the pool and laid out on the grass to dry while the police or the next of kin were summoned. Even the little pile of objects in the grass beside his head might have been his personal effects, meticulously assembled in full view so that no one should think that something had been stolen by his rescuers. To judge by the glittering pile, this had been, or was, a rich man. It contained the typical membership badges of the rich man's club. A money clip, made of a Mexican $50 piece and holding a substantial wad of banknotes. A well-used gold Dunhill lighter. An oval gold cigarette case with the wavy ridges and discreet turquoise button that means Fabergé. And the sort of novel a rich man pulls out of the bookcase to take into the garden. The Little Nugget. An old P.G. Woodhouse. There was also a bulky gold wristwatch on a well-used brown crocodile strap. It was a Girard Perregaux model, designed for people who like gadgets, and it had a sweep second hand and two little windows in the face to tell the day of the month and the month and the phase of the moon. The story it now told was 2:30 on June the 10th, with the moon three-quarters full. A blue and green dragonfly flashed out from among the rose bushes at the end of the garden and hovered in mid-air a few inches above the base of the man's spine. It had been attracted by the golden shimmer of the June sunshine on the ridge.